All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
This is music from one of Disney's most iconic animated movies, The Jungle Book. It's one of the many movies created by an animator, artist, and writer from Santa Barbara who's considered to be a living legend in the field. Floyd Norman was also the first African-American animator to become a permanent part of the Disney team. The now 84-year-old artist says as a child in Santa Barbara, he became entranced by animated films.
When I was a little kid, my mom took me to see Walt Disney's Dumbo, and I fell in love with it. And I think I knew at that point, when I was still like 6 or 7 years old, that I wanted to work for Walt Disney.
Norman says he began drawing at a young age.
I was always drawing, and that seemed to be the common thread between all of my colleagues, men and women. We were always drawing, sketching, painting when we were little kids. And at some point in our lives, we realized we wanted to work in the entertainment industry, and we wanted to make movies. Tell stories.
He got a job while still in high school working for a cartoonist who lived in Santa Barbara. In 1957, the Santa Barbara High School graduate got his first job with Disney. It was an entry-level animation job in which he basically filled in the blanks between drawings created by the big-name artists.
A grunt job, tedious, monotonous, but you learn the basics. All of my colleagues started the same way.
I know you, I walked with you once.
But even though it was entry-level work, his first big job was on one of Walt Disney's most famous movies, Sleeping Beauty. Norman knew that he had to pay his dues and work his way up in the company, which was filled with talented animators.
I had been at Disney through the 50s, the 60s, and by the 60s, I was working as an assistant animator. Basically, I was climbing the animation rung slowly, rung by rung, and that's the way it worked. You climb the ladder as you made your way to the top, that is the top being an animator. So I was on that path.
But it was something that Norman did around the studios for fun that put him on Walt Disney's radar.
I wasn't trying to get Walt Disney's attention. I wasn't trying to get into his story department. I just happened to be doing funny gags. And Walt's daughter told me, Walt's eldest daughter, Diane, she said that her father loved gags. So when Walt saw my gags all around the studio, he asked his subordinates, he said, why isn't this guy in the story department? That's how I got in the story. Basically discovered by Walt Disney.
Norman left the studios for a while for a company he co-founded with another animator, Leo Sullivan. One of the most famous shows they helped produce was the original Fat Albert television special. Norman returned to Disney in the 1970s, where he worked on books for more than a decade and animation for projects like Toy Story 2 and Monsters, Inc. In 2007, he received one of the Walt Disney Company's highest honors and was named a Disney legend. He talks about what it's like going to Disneyland.
It's fun to take your grandchildren. I think that's what a lot of us enjoy. All of us who started out as kids, we're all old-timers now. So what we do now is we take our grandchildren to Disneyland and we see the park through their eyes. And that's a real pleasure when you can share Disneyland first with your children and then eventually with your grandchildren.
Norman has written several books on animation and he's also the subject of a documentary, Floyd Norman, An Animated Life. He donated his papers to the UC Santa Barbara Library, which now has them as part of its special research collections. It includes films and animation materials. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.